This is a replay of Tuesday night, March 7th on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope to rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we got 3 hours to spend together. I'm sure before the evening is out, we will talk about the Murda verdict. Shocking all the way around. 45 minutes. The jury didn't ask for anything. They just convicted. Well, what do you think? Now, there's no doubt that the guy is not likable, to say the least. And there's utterly no doubt that that he has a felonious heart. But is the alleged motive strong enough to murder anyone? And so that's my question. All right, so that's what's on my mind, but whatever's on yours comes first no matter what. And Leah in Marcus Hook is going to kick it off tonight. So welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Leah?
All right, how's it going with you? I'm so glad to hear John back. He sounds great.
Yeah, no, John is absolutely fine. You know, he's just got to learn to recognize that he has a left side and how to coordinate it.
Yeah, you can't tell from his speech or anything.
No, of course not. No, absolutely not. Okay. Mentally, he's head and shoulders above me, that's for sure.
And you got the hold thing fixed, because I could hear the...
Yes, yes.
Everything on hold.
Yeah, no, we fixed everything except the compeller. So poor Adam has to listen to every word of the show, because the levels are probably wildly irregular. But other than that, and we'll figure out what's going on with that. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Well, I sent you an email.
Yes, you did, about a missing person. And
a missing
adult. Yeah. And
yeah.
This is Chelsea, who's 5'5" and 200 pounds. And how old is she?
Chelsea Mack. Her last name is Mack, M-A-C-K.
Yeah.
And she's 27.
Okay.
She's got brown hair and hazel eyes. And she was last seen driving 2002 Mercury Sable beige.
Uh-huh.
But the hood has like a greenish tint to it, but the rest of the car is beige. And she was last seen in Jacksonville, Florida area. And if anyone has any information, call the Jacksonville Police or Jacksonville Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, Duval County. Yes, absolutely. Now let me ask you, in terms of her disappearance. Obviously, this was unexpected. But are there any thoughts about what might have happened? Is it possible she left of her own volition?
No, okay. It's not. I don't know all the details.
Yes.
But for some reason, no. They say she's at risk.
Wow. Do they know, usually when you say that, you've got an idea of why or what. Do they have...
Yeah, but they didn't tell me.
Right. Well, right. But in other words, somebody is aware that there's someone in her life who might have wanted to do her some harm.
Yes. Okay. The police are aware of it. Yes. And when, they say she is at risk.
And
so
when...
She's been gone since Saturday.
Since Saturday. Where was she headed? Obviously, she left home or left someplace where it was known. Where was she headed when she disappeared?
That I don't know. I don't know those details, but they just had me on it. I was calling TV stations down there all day today. So I think I got it on Fox News and ABC.
Okay.
CBS was just a voicemail, so I left it on there.
Okay.
Down in Jacksonville. So the people at ABC and Fox News down in Jacksonville were very, very, very helpful.
No, that's great. So the address that they say she was last seen was Sutton Park Drive, and that's probably an office. Anybody could be an insurance broker. Who knows? But either it was somewhere she worked or someplace she was visiting, and I assume it could also I guess I know that area. There's a golf course nearby. It could technically be an apartment. But
it could be.
Obviously,
I don't know.
Yeah, obviously, she didn't live there, I assume.
I really don't know. And I don't even know if they've pinged her cell phone or not. I mean, I assume they have.
Okay.
But they didn't let me in on the police investigation, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. And they said her sister's going to try and get an interview on either Fox News or ABC or one of the two.
Wow.
So I don't know if she's done that or I gave her the phone number to call. The both phone numbers to call. CBS, for some reason, it's just a voicemail. You can't even get through to the newsroom.
Well, you know, anymore, half the time it's shared with three other stations or cities or what have you. So you just don't know. But the fact that at least some of the local stations are interested, because it is a good story. We don't expect otherwise healthy adults with all their faculties about them to just disappear off the map.
Right.
So,
and for some reason, the police are saying that she's at risk. So there must be a reason for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in a way, that's good because they have somebody or somebody's plural that they're maybe looking at to get some more information.
Yeah. Hopefully.
So
hopefully. And everybody in the audience, please say a prayer that they find her alive and unharmed.
Oh, of course, absolutely. Chelsea Mack, 27. And was she married?
No, not that I know of.
And no kids?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And you don't know what she did for a living or anything like that?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's my friend's daughter.
Yeah.
So, and I've never met her, but my friend is very upset.
Oh, obviously. Yes, nice-looking girl, too. There's a picture of her along with the sable. So,
yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Hazel eyes, brown hair.
So,
she's very pretty.
Well, hopefully the news will be good. Saturday isn't that long ago, but the longer it goes, of course, the more dicey it becomes. So good luck.
Yeah. I don't know how to post it on my, I guess I can post it on my Facebook page.
Right, but.
The flyer.
I think what you did calling the local television stations is going to be the best best bet.
Yeah.
Because if somebody knows anything, they probably are in Jacksonville and they're probably not otherwise visiting your Facebook page, but they certainly would be aware of local news and things like that. And this is the kind of story that you would think local news would want to carry.
Fox News guy was very interested. The Fox News guy
right.
was very interested.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. It's the kind of thing they'd want to carry, and I would think it would get some newspaper coverage as well.
The woman I talked to at ABC, now she said she couldn't get it on the air without the police report, and for some reason the police were dragging their feet about getting her the police report.
Well, that's interesting, and I wonder what that is about.
Well, she said the guy who does the police reports wasn't in, and she had to wait for him to come in and blah, 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 because I checked back with her twice. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's a reasonable ask on the part of a reporter, because anybody can call a television station and say anything. So wanting substantiation is actually encouraging.
Right.
So that's fine, and she'll get it. So,
well, then I found out the sister has a copy of the police report. So I said, fax it. Call up and get the fax number. I gave her the phone number. I said, call up and get the fax number and fax a copy of the police report to them, you know?
Right. Right. And when did they report her missing?
I don't know. I think it was Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the 24 hours passed, and certainly, and nobody's heard anything as of this moment. Interesting.
No, it's a very fresh case. It's a very fresh case.
Well, keep me posted.
Yeah. We're all very worried.
Well, sure. Healthy, responsible adults don't normally drop off the face of the earth, so of course you're worried.
No, and there was nothing wrong. She wasn't depressed or anything like that, and so.
Right.
I don't know. We don't know. I'm just thankful to people like you who let me get it out on the air.
Absolutely, because you never know. WGN actually is easy to hear in Jacksonville, and somebody could be listening right now. You just never know.
You never do. Mm. And actually, Fran and I were talking, and we were texting, and we were wondering, did you have to take all of your record collection with you?
No. A lot of what I have is on hard drives. Now, sadly, I've got one drive that has so many things on it, it's so huge in terabytes, that it doesn't really work on the air because it won't access things quickly enough. But I have a couple other drives with me that will, at least do all the Whitburns and stuff like that. So I didn't have to move anything physical other than computers and drives.
Oh, okay. Now, we were wondering about that because she was like, that is going to be a hell of a bad
She's
gonna have to take all those records.
No, that might be 100,000 albums, and that's spread over 3 or 4 locations in Globe. If I want to get something, yes, I can. I know where it is, but it's not like I'm gonna be moving all of that probably ever again. But I did have to build studio furniture, and a buddy of mine in Globe came over Saturday and was so quick. He built all sorts of things for me while I was wiring equipment.
Oh,
and stuff.
Nice.
Yes, it really was wonderful. So Jeff Bear is his name, and a big debt of gratitude to Jeff. That was
Bear, and you like Bear?
Yes, I do.
Bear.
Yeah, so that was very very helpful, and everybody that I've mentioned it to who could help did help and pitched in any way they could. So we found some movers who were willing to come to Globe, and which is, by the way, no small thing. And they were just terrific. I wasn't there when the stuff loaded because I couldn't be at both ends at once. And so this was, on a wing and a prayer and hoping, and everything arrived.
Well, now, are you going to have a P.O. box down there in Glendale or Phoenix or wherever you are?
Scottsdale, no. We will go back at least every 10 days, and so the mail and everything will stay where it is.
Okay.
It's easier than trying to move things that way, and so the address remains the same. In fact, John told me yesterday, we're going Friday, so I said, okay, we'll do it. And we'll go get mail on Friday. Yeah, as long as it's in the daytime, I can drive. I just can't do it at night.
So it's like a 3-hour drive, right?
Oh, from here it's about 2.5, yeah.
2.5? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And what about the snow in San Francisco? Did you see that?
Yeah, well, and we had quite a bit of snow in Globe last week. So the weather's crazy. And what's really been interesting to me about that is the amount of a clear air turbulence that's been going on, story after story about people roughed up in the air due to atmospheric stuff. So yeah, the weather's been wild.
Not a drop here. Not a drop here.
Well, that's what's so interesting, that places where you don't expect it are getting it. And of course, it's only March the 7th, so winter is far from over.
I know. We'll see. Maybe it'll go out like a lion and we'll get some.
Yeah, 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 because it's,
keep my fingers crossed.
Been a fairly quiet, quiet winter in Philadelphia.
It has. It has. They finally got some in Pennsylvania up in the mountains, you know, for the ski resort.
Yes.
And they were like, yeah, we're so happy we don't have to make snow today.
Well,
you know?
Well exactly. Sure. And snow that's manufactured, artificial snow, is never really as lovely as the stuff that falls out of the sky.
Right. So. What do they use to make artificial snow?
I don't know, but I'd swear it's glass when you fall on it. It's not, by the way, but... But I don't know. You know, who knows? That's a great question, though. What's artificial snow made of? I mean, obviously there's water involved, but what else?
If anybody knows, call in, because I'd love to know.
Yeah, and why can't they make it fluffier? And all right.
Great.
So here we go. Made from cellulose and a binder from starch. Oh, lovely. Do they put chemicals in artificial snow? Well, yeah. And there's spray on snow, but that's an aerosol. It's not that. So what is you want to know what ski resort snow, artificial snow is made of. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd love to, if I had money, I'd buy one of those and just put it in the front yard, you know?
Oh, geez. No, for ski resorts, it's a snow propeller cannon with water, basically.
Oh, just water?
Yeah, it supposedly mimics the natural way snow forms. Yeah, right, until you fall on those crystals, like I'm saying. But
so it makes icy snow.
I think so. Usually they use streams or artificial reservoirs in the surrounding area. So it's mineralized water. And then of course the question is, the eco wackos have to get in the mix to say, is it affecting the surrounding ecosystem and all that? But of course indoor ski slopes use snowmaking. I understand. So according to the European Environment Agency, the length of snow seasons has decreased by 5 days a decade since the 70s. Well, there you have it. So the production of snow requires low temperatures. I guess they don't even need to write that, you know. But anyway.
I know.
apparently it is an energy-intense process. Now you know.
Now I know. Thank you.
All
Nobody
right.
needs to call in. Thank you.
My pleasure.
See, if I knew how to get information like that, I would be looking it up myself.
Happy to help. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'll keep you and John in my prayers.
And keep us posted on Chelsea.
Yes, please. Everybody keep Chelsea Mack in your prayers.
Absolutely.
And keep an eye out if you're in Jacksonville or anywhere south. I don't know. Anywhere.
Yeah.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I hope to hear the end of the story, and I hope it's good. Thanks, Leah.
Okay, thank you, Raleigh.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. I realize we sound a bit hollow, and I will fix that as well in the coming days. I know. Window coverings might help, don't you think? Especially for anybody looking inside right about now. All that and more coming up in the next two and a half hours, actually, here on WGN Radio.
Way. For soon the eyes can't hide feeling so deep inside. But sitting here with you, I'm coming all unglued. For sure as I approach the fact you're in my arms, it's time to act. I turn to you, then I lose control. My eyes get blurry, then the tears come down. I try to tell you, but I don't know how to get the words out and say somehow I love you so. Take a look. just reading between the lines. It's saying, please be mine. Yes, see, this feeling's new. Please help me see it through.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, and that, of course, is Kenny Nolan. I played that several times today because we were testing equipment, and I had to be in a place that was not easy to get to physically, and John said, well, make sure whatever you're playing is more than 3 minutes long, and this was 3 minutes and 26 seconds, so it counted. But also, Kenny Nolan, it was 1976 right now that he peaked on the pop charts at number three with I Like Dreamin'. It was a medley of his chart hits under his own name, but he wrote a lot of stuff. And yeah, My Eyes Got Blurry a year later did chart. I think it was number 97 with an anchor, but on 20th Century. But it was a fine record all the way around, and it served its purpose. So thank you, Kenny Nolan, and thanks to Carol for the wonderful show prep. And Marianne is in Chicago. Marianne, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. How are you this evening?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Okay, I was happy to hear John on the phone.
Oh, absolutely. He's doing so much better than me. In fact, just a minute ago, he hobbled in here and handed me a stapler because I've been looking for one. I said, I don't know where it is. Well, he found it and gave it to me.
Yeah, you know, he's living proof. You can't keep a good man down.
It's true. Absolutely.
I mean, I've told him, what, how many weeks, and he's back doing the phone? Oh my gosh.
Oh, sure. No, he's doing absolutely everything. He's just obviously a little...
Not carrying boxes of records, I hope.
No. He is, as far as walking, again, he's got the strength, but he doesn't have the coordination. His brain has to rewire itself to learn he's got a left side and how to use it.
Oh, okay. Does he walk unassisted, or...?
Well, he uses a walker for balance, not for strength.
Okay.
But you know, most of the time, like, we went to the grocery store today, and I said, do you have one of those ridey carts? He said, no, I'll just walk with the walker. It's fine.
And, what a trooper. Yeah, oh, my gosh. You know how sometimes men can be just such big babies? And
No, not in the least.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I called because I wanted to let you know, in the Chicago area, we got a new area code.
Not again.
872.
Oh, jeez. You know,
and I already had one on my caller ID, and I saw the erase. That's ugly.
You know, they never should have taken the vowels out. I always said they had to have a zero or a one in the center. And
there's so many numbers they could have started with.
Yeah, and so
3-1-2-3-1-3-3-1-4-3-1-5, and right. So on through the whole number system.
Well, the other thing is, I recognize that they need more area codes because there are such a proliferation of numbers, but why did they limit it to 7? They should have given everybody a 0 at the end of their 7-digit number and gone on from there. You know, we could have had 8 digits. It would have been fine. Leave our area codes alone. And, of course, you know, it's bad enough when they section out an area for a new area code. That bothers me to a degree. But what I really hate are the overlays. And 872 is an overlay. So you can be in 312-773 or 872 and be in the same building.
Yeah, or across the street from each other. Or you could have had an 847 area code. Now you have an 872, and you got to reach out to everybody. Change your contact. I have a new area code.
Absolutely. But, you know, years ago, when they had their zeros and ones, and I knew every area code in America, I always said that, you know, they should spray paint it on the ceiling of hotels so I know where I am in the middle of the night. But now, you know, if it said 872, I'd be clueless. You know, it's like, so yes, 11-digit dialing, and it was bound to happen, and I'm none too pleased.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, I knew you wouldn't be when I saw it.
No. I mean, I'm still not okay with 773, and now they're giving us 872? No.
I know. Remember, I was an operator in the 70s.
Yeah.
I knew every area code throughout the United States. A lot of states only had one.
Oh, absolutely, that's true. Yes, and, it's true in some states, they still do. Hello, Idaho, 208.
And I knew every prefix in the area that we handled.
Yes, of course.
And unfortunately, my prefix is 685.
Ah.
All of O'Hare is 686.
Well, you know,
so
I...
So you know how many missed down calls I have when I come home?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. Yeah, my number in Chattanooga was one digit away from, like, the Whirlpool helpline or something, and I can't tell you how many calls I got. And, of course, you know, I'd be listening intently, and I'd say, ma'am, you really need to get rid of it. It's going to explode. And,
you know, oh,
so,
you're bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why not? I mean, why not have a little fun? But, yeah, worse than that, 872 was actually assigned in 1999. Now, it went into service technically in 2009, but it's only recently that we've really been inundated with it.
Well, I remember at one point in the 70s, my mother and stepfather's phone, they kept getting these calls for a lumber yard, and I remember my stepfather being on the phone, and he took some guy's order and said, yeah, we'll have it there in 3 days.
Absolutely. No. There comes a point when you have to. When I was in San Diego, my number, and it was really my number, but was misprinted in the security, Security Pacific, I'm trying to think of the name of the bank, but anyway, in their loan office, where this was the number they were giving people for refis, you know, like 25 years ago, and I got incessant calls, and I called them, and I said, you know, you've got to change this. Well, they didn't. So I said, well, then I'll step in. They didn't really understand that. And so I'd get these calls and I'd say, yes, may I have your parcel number? Yes. Yes. Last name. Uh-huh. Now, why are you calling about a refi? No, you don't understand. Your property was foreclosed upon, ma'am. You don't own it. And, of course, the people would go ballistic and run into the bank. And I started getting calls from managers saying, how are you doing this? I said, get my number out of your phone books. So,
well,
yeah.
You know, there was a time when I was getting messages left on my phone about, is the apartment still for rent?
That can be...
Okay, I'm living with my mother and taking care of her, and I'm like, right. Is this her way of saying she wants me out? So, finally, I had the sense of mind to ask somebody, where did you get this number? They said, on a...
Hello. Oh no, Marianne has keeled over. Wait, she's dropped the phone.
Sorry, I dropped my phone.
Yeah, I thought you keeled over there for a moment there.
They said, on a billboard, and I'm like, on a billboard?
Billboard?
Somebody playing a joke.
Billboard.
So the next call I got, I said, okay, what number are you dialing? They gave me an 800 number.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, with my telephone background, I knew what was wrong. Somebody manually put my phone number into their hunting sequence.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And, you know, there was new people coming in, phone company. They thank God I knew how to walk them through it.
Yeah.
I said, look up this number. Look through the hunt sequence. You see this number? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's my number. You need to get it programming and get it out of there.
Right. Right.
And it did. I was really surprised, but... Oh, you know, I don't want to keep on the line, but I wanted to make a request of a song for sometime this week.
And what is the song?
Walk Away, Renee by the Four Tops.
Oh, not the Left Bank. Now, that's interesting.
Oh, is that who's... Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Did
you both sing it?
Yes, absolutely. But the original was the Left Bank. The Four Tops covered it later.
Okay, then we'll do the Left Bank. You know, they got a radio station here that took over... the spot where WNUA was.
And what are they playing?
They play really decent oldies.
Oh.
We used to have an oldie station that played nothing but sock hop music, and yeah. Every hour it was the same, yeah. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And on a certain day, they'll play songs that, like they would do Walk Away by Renee by the Left Bank, and then they'd play it by the Four Tops.
All right.
So I was like, maybe that's where I heard them both together.
All right. Well, very good. I'll play the Left Bank for you. I'll try to find it and play it next.
Okay, and happy belated birthday, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because, Scotty, if you're listening, could you please call us? Because we're all concerned. We haven't heard from Scotty. And Amanda's been writing and saying, have you heard from Scotty? And, you know, trivia, well, last night it was, of course, late and all that. But I hope that Scotty is okay. I want a health update on Scotty.
Yeah, and just if you're listening, Scotty, I'm still playing the lotto.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I'm like, God, if you're going to let me win any money, just if you let me win just enough to help Scotty, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. That works for me. All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you all have a good evening over there.
You too, and the Left Bank will be coming up next.
Oh, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so, yes. Oh, we're going to get to Nick in Baltimore. We're going to talk about K-Don. I'm very upset. All the way around, I'm terribly upset. But we'll talk about that. Not surprised, but upset. All right. But right now, I want to talk about the CC Pocket. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Moving into the new studio and setting things up, I have several Sea Crane products around me. And one is just better than the next one. They're just terrific. And I pulled out the CC Pocket and was just amazed at the reception on that. It's one of the most popular pocket radios on the market for lots of reasons. It's got unbeatable AM and FM reception because, you know, that's Bob Crane's hallmark. He, like many of us, was just absolutely disappointed at the reception on modern radios, and he was convinced that he could do better, and boy, does he. This has crisp, clear audio. In fact, for its small size, you will be amazed at how good it sounds, but it also comes with CC earbuds, which are just better than any of them on the market, I think, and you'll get amazing audio with that. High-quality earbuds tuned for voice clarity, so if you like talk radio, you'll love it. The CC Pocket's got 5 memory buttons, so you can instantly select your favorite stations. It also makes a great emergency radio because it's got a lighted dial and the weather band with an emergency alert. So if things are going awry, you'll always know it. It's very lightweight, it's durable, it's easy to hold with rubber sides and a pocket clip. You can put it right in your pocket or your purse, and it's ready to go anywhere. And right now, this week, Sea Crane offers free standard shipping on the CC Pocket, which is a great deal. If you want the pocket and the free standard shipping, call them. 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. Or even better yet, go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, and look at the CC Pocket. You will see why you need this radio. And you can also sign up for the Sea Crane newsletter and be the first to know about exclusive offers, so that's a neat deal too. But the CC Pocket is worthy of your attention. Check it out at ccradio.com or call them at 800-522-8863, and you tell them that Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, that's Left Bank 1966. Not too many groups are from Manhattan, New York, but they were, and one of them actually was in Stories. I know, Brother Louie. But that was 66, and 2 years later, we had, of course, the Four Tops redoing it. The Left Bank was top 10 record, might have been top 5, but I think the Four Tops on the pop charts got to about number 14 with it, and I'll let you decide which one you like better. Of course, that Left Bank version was unfair because it was an alternate take. I don't think that was the original 45, but hey, doing what I can with what I got on these computers. So let's see here. I know the Four Tops are absolutely here. I don't know if this is what is the original take either, but we'll find out together. Here. So there you have it, and that was from Marianne. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Nick is in Baltimore. I'm so glad you called. Hello, Nick. What's going on?
I'm in Baltimore. It's great to hear you and John. John sounds great.
Yeah.
No, prayers were answered. He really sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he'll be fine. It's just going to be intense therapy, but he's doing his exercises every day without fail. And I told him he could have a pass this week on diet, but next week I become the food Nazi again.
Well, it's my sister is that way. She watches me like a hawk's head.
Yeah,
it's good. It's,
well,
it's good.
You know, you kind of have to. But I figured after a month in the hospital, he deserved to eat anything he wants. So tonight it was a chimichanga. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to, slip this in with K-Don going off.
Oh,
here's
God.
A technical question. Oh, by the way, you mentioned Sea Crane Company.
Yeah.
That CC Pocket is selective.
Yes, it is.
That's a big deal for us DXers.
It is. But, no, it's nice. I've heard KJ on it all the way in Scottsdale, so yes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I want to get the crank radio that they have.
Oh, yeah. You know, they have saved me in the past with, no batteries and no nothing. You hand crank it actually works. So that is nice. The other thing that I've been listening to a lot while I was building the studio is that EP Pro, which is, a good old slide rule dial radio, and really nice what you can get on that, too. So, yeah. Well, I don't think there's a bad product that Bob Crane's ever made. So, yeah.
No, he's a radio guy, so...
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there. The quick thing about K-Don, now that they're off the air, can GN be heard across the...
If you're a hardcore DXer, you may once in a while, but not with any real regularity. You know, the Rockies are pretty formidable. So you can, but the K-Don thing, like I say, not unusual because of course the tower property was worth over $40 million. But still, and that was the swap it had been Beasley for a while, and I remember when K-Don went on, and I hated that it was part of the breakup of the Clears and that it was on 720, but even so, there were some nice things about it, and. The idea that K-Don's programming will continue on K268CS, who the hell cares? No. With program originating on HD3, no, just no. And of course, they have KXNT, too, which is 840. That's a pretty nice frequency as well. So
that's gone too, right?
No, the 840 is there. What's gone is the 1140, the KXST.
I mean, the 1140 is gone.
Yeah, okay. That is gone. And sadly, when the properties are worth that much, and we've been seeing this now for 40 years, where people turn in licenses because it's more profitable to sell the land.
Yeah, it's a shame. It really is, because those things can be a lifesaver,
I agree.
In disasters. And
well, yes, but unfortunately, radio shot itself in the foot that way, and it's not new. I've told the story a few times. I was in Spearfish, South Dakota, and there was a tornado, actually, and here I am in it, right? And I'm not pleased because it's in the middle of a group of thunderstorms and all this, and I'm dialing around, and there's not a word about my weather dilemma. No local radio had anything at all. In fact, the only station that had a live jock was Coma in Oklahoma City, and of course, he wasn't talking about my Spearfish tornado. So it was one of those things where radio failed me, and I ever since then, and that was '91. I've noticed in any disaster where I'm on the road, maybe suddenly a freeway is shut down or whatever, you turn on the radio and as nobody's talking about it. So it's pretty hard to make the case for the existence of the Clears when most of them are not like a WGN. They're not live. They're not manned, and you get exactly what you expect.
That's the beauty of a GN, because they're live.
It sure is, and that's why I'm so proud to be on it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great signal. We're getting it here now.
Excellent. Excellent.
Even though we're getting into spring, I guess, although you'd look at the weather, you wouldn't think so.
Right, exactly. Well, when the leaves come back, that's when you'll notice the change.
But in the lightning static.
Right.
Anyway, I wanted to thank you and John, and I'm glad John's doing well.
Well, thank you, and call me again soon.
I will. Thanks
right,
a lot.
Good deal. And we'll pick it up right there next hour right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, those are the Delphonics. Ready or Not, we got to number 14 on the R&B charts, the end of 1968, 35 on the pop charts, on Philly Groove, of course. Tom Bell co-wrote it with group member William Hart. And it was Stacy Algonquin who said, play something about the Delphonics. And usually everybody picks Lala Means I Love You for very good reason, but I thought let's go with something else. We'll get to Stacy in a moment, get an update, but Don and Joliet's been patiently waiting, so welcome back to WGN Radio, Don.
Hi, hey, Riley. Hey, just wanted to say welcome back. I'm glad to hear John back there. And you, and hopefully you guys are settled in now.
Well, I won't be taking any pictures at this point. No, we're far from settled, but we're here and we're on the air and we're talking to you, so that's great news.
Yes, it is. It's good to hear your voice. I was trying to welcome you back, and I listen to you every night, and it's great. And I was just wondering if I could request a song. I know it's probably Out of the Ordinary. Maybe it's by Whitney Houston. She sings herself Step by Step.
Oh, I don't know. I think Whitney Houston's got a great voice, but I think her choice of songs usually leaves me terribly cold. But I will. You know, that's being kind. I will look for it, and if I can tolerate it, I will play it.
Okay, I appreciate it. But it's good to hear your voice, and can't wait to answer some of your questions, your bumper questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we played trivia for an hour and a half last night, and I think we get a big 3 hours on Monday, so looking forward to that.
Okay, you got it.
All right, thanks, Don. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So, yes, indeed. Now, Whitney had a terrific voice, but just, man, the choice of what she elected to sing usually had me screaming and running from the room in stark terror. We've got Stacy in Algonquin. Welcome back to WGN Radio. So, Stacy, what's been going on with you?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
Well, I'm here, and that's more than...
And John sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm
doesn't he, though?
I'm glad that John is better, and he sounds very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. Now, so how are you doing? What's new?
Okay, my leg is fine.
Good.
Karen took me back to the doctor, and she said my leg is great.
Excellent.
And today was... Geraldo's 13 months.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, I'm up and down and
of course.
Still don't believe everything, and I just...
Yeah.
I can break into tears at any time, but, you know, I'm hanging in there, and, you know, I'm grateful for Karen, and then when Tracy and Michelle helped, and...
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, grief, as we've talked about many times, undulates. And just when you think you've got it under control, it just comes up and hits you upside the head. You know, it's not a direct line of getting better and better. It's rocky. But over time, the lows will not be as low. It just takes a while. But, you got to give yourself that and not beat yourself up when you have one of those days. And, yes, it is. On some level, it's like living a nightmare. You can't believe any of it happened.
I know. And I know that that was my other life, and now I have to go into the second part of my life.
And you will.
And, I mean, everything, Rick had called me a week ago, and that was a very, very nice call. And I talked to my cousins. My cousin Jerry, he's in California.
Uh-huh.
So I hope he's okay. I texted my cousin Andy to
right.
check, but I don't know really. Hopefully he's not in the area. But we had a storm about a couple of weeks ago in Algonquin. It was the ice that formed on the trees.
Yes. Oh, man, and that can cut power.
And then, you know, I'm walking around, you know, and I have my flashlights and my lanterns. So I went into the bathroom, and I'm just sitting and plugging in my phone. All of a sudden, the lights go out.
Uh-huh.
And then I start getting panicky and crying. And I called up the police, and I said, I just wanted to let you know that my lights went out. And then I said, they came back on. And I guess I was crying. So he says, how come you're crying? So I said, well, I got scared, and I said, I'm all alone. My husband passed away a year ago, and I said, I just got nervous. So he explained everything to me about the storm, and he said, keep your flashlights and everything. And then after we hung up, there's a knock at my door, and it was the Algonquin police checking on me.
Isn't that nice?
And I said, you guys are so great. And they were showing me, too. He says, you see on the trees? He says, that's what's happening. We have people, but I was lucky.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the other homes, they were without power. Karen, who helps me, she's in Crystal Lake. They lost power for like a couple of days.
Sure.
But then I was okay, thank God.
And but it is scary, you know, and you're not alone there. But when you are alone and the lights go out at night, I don't care who you are, it's scary. So, you know.
It is.
It is, I know.
And I just, you know, I'm glad they explained everything. And after that, I don't know, I just, everything was okay, and I fell asleep, and then everything was all right. The storm was over.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the first time that really, oh my God, it's amazing.
That ice will snap power lines like nothing else. Yeah, I remember one year when we were up on the Canadian border in northern Idaho, we had a whole week of like below zero temperatures and no electricity all week because the power lines had snapped.
God.
So it happens. Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember when we first moved in, and we had big goldfish. They were beautiful.
Uh-oh.
And there was my dad, too, and we lost power for a long time, and we lost all the beautiful big goldfish. They all died.
That's so sad. Yeah, they're temperamental, though. They're not going to do much with extreme temperature changes in water, that's for sure.
I know, so we've been getting just like a lot of rain. You know, temperature's okay, you know.
Yeah.
And getting mail.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And, you know, I'm donating.
Good.
Every week, so it's all coming together, and I'm trying to, you know, I called in for my, I got my driver's license, I called it in over the phone.
Oh, yeah?
So that's going to be coming. And then I've been making a couple of bills and other phone calls I have to make. So I've been keeping busy with that. I have to do my taxes. I have that all set up.
Good.
I've got to find a dentist.
Good.
Oh, God. I don't want to leave anything out. But can I have maybe just one or two songs.
Okay.
The first one, I'll stick with my Lou Rawls.
Okay.
And can I have, can you do an Alan Jackson?
If I can find one, which one you want? You said last time, let's say you want to Remember When.
You can give me any one of Alan Jackson.
Okay, okay. Well, you heard your Delphonics, right? I finally played that for you.
Just now,
Ready or Not, I played Delphonics for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that the one that was on?
Yes.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it. That was nice.
Yeah, so we'll do Remember When by Alan Jackson. I'll do that next.
Okay, and does you know anyone with Lou Rawls?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. I don't think anything else, you know, I'm just doing around. You know, it's just with me, when I do too much and I bend down too much, I get really dizzy.
Of course.
So then I kind of, you know, I check my blood's been good, but it's gone down to like 60. And then I grab the orange juice and stuff, and I mean, I know what to do, so I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, better having that problem than extremely high blood pressure, that's for sure.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been trying to keep, when I went in for my leg, my blood pressure was kind of high. So I said, well, that's because I'm nervous.
Yeah, white coat pressure, that's very true.
Yeah, so then, you know, I know when it goes down, I have to get another blood pressure, one of those.
A monitor,
my thing broke,
Yeah, I found a good
one, do you, Raleigh, trust, like, a Juul? Like, if you have some change and you use their machine in Juul, do you trust those machines?
I don't know about these machines. Are you talking about it taking change and it'll convert it to cash for you?
Right.
They take a percentage of it. So you're getting some hard dollars out of it, but they're taking a percentage of it.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
No wonder, because Tracy had taken in my little bank.
Yeah.
And it was like $11 or $13 short.
Yeah, well, that was probably their fee.
Ah, so that's what they do.
Yeah, that's how they make the money on the machines.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it to the bank.
Well, right, and then you'll absolutely get it all. But if you use the convenience machines, there will be a convenience fee.
Ah, thank you for that. But other than that, I'm hanging in there and just keep on doing stuff. And
good.
You know, and thankful for...
Yeah.
Yeah. And Karen and Tracy and Michelle. And, it feels bad sometimes when I see that I donated Raldo's hats and the clothes. And
of course.
That kind of hurt. But I kept his good coat and his London flag. I said, this stuff I'm keeping with me right now.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine, and you'll know when it's time to not keep it. But for now, that's perfectly fine. But as far as blood pressure monitors, I just got another one. I finally got one I liked, and it's an Oxaline, and it is accurate, which is really nice. I hadn't had one that was really accurate, but this is. It was a little pricey, but I liked it. So, you might...
Now, what is Mexican Coke?
Oh, here's the deal. Originally, Coke was made with cane sugar, but of course, over the years in America, it went to high fructose corn syrup and all that. Well, for years in Mexico, they wouldn't allow manufacturers to use high fructose corn syrup because they were trying to protect the sugar cane industry. Well, now within Mexico itself, they can use it, and they do. But there are some specialty Coca-Cola bottlers. One is in Juarez, and the other is in Tijuana. And they make the original formula Coca-Cola, and it's in the thick green glass bottle, and it's the original sugar Coca-Cola, and so it's the real deal. But it's a specialty product, and you know, one of the things that really bothers me for years, this was basically $1 a bottle, and when I lived in Chattanooga, where the original Coca-Cola bottler first was, you know, I could get it for like 70 cents a bottle, and I'd buy it by the case. place, and that was wonderful. Well, now it's $2.50 a bottle, and that's driving me crazy. That's driving me crazy because I usually buy about 60 at a time. But the deal is just like in the machines, when the vending machines, when you used to get these bottles, they were so cold, almost ice crystals would form on the Coke. It would be just above ice crystals. And it's got to be that temperature. But, man, you take that Mexican Coke in that thick bottle with the original sugar and you get it down to just above freezing, just sublime. Nothing like it.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I can still find it, but at $2.50 a bottle, I feel like maybe I should kind of wean myself from my habit.
I know. Isn't it amazing how everything, the groceries and everything?
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, last night, got two Subway sandwiches, $29. Today, I got two burritos, $32, not even drinks. And you know, John said, well, think about the Carter years. And I said, no, I remember the Carter years very well. I was a full-fledged adult. And while that was high inflation, it was nothing like this. The prices have gotten outrageous. And
that's true.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I've never seen anything like it.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
But I will let you go.
All right.
You take care, and you and John stay well. And he sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
And you've got all of my blessings, Raleigh.
Well, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll get your Alan Jackson on next.
Thank you.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon.
Good deal.
Bye bye.
So I thank everybody who emailed and people who called. Now, of course, you know, here I am, the non-cell person, and there I am getting phone messages on the voicemail and having no way to call people back. And so one of them was Renard, and I was really upset that I couldn't reach out to him, and he's called tonight. So thanks for the calls. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So and I didn't have an email address for you, so I didn't know how to tell you what was going on.
Yeah, you know, but I was about to go crazy. Look, for like 2 weeks, I couldn't, you know, I come upstairs from the studio from writing. Sometimes I'm addicted to your show and you too. But the thing is that they wasn't telling me what's going on.
Yeah.
So I started to go and get me a CNI dog and go to Boston and learn how to Boston thing and find you all.
Well, now,
And so happened that Line Decker's producer told me, and I, so, you know, it was personal, yada, yada, yada. I said, okay, well, I got this. Now, at least I have an answer. So, anyway, I'm glad that you are back, and I just told John that I thought, I'm glad that, you know, my hit prayers are, you know, we're supposed to be the image of God, and so I'm not God, but I believe in his powers, and I believe in prayer, and I believe that he's going to handle it. He's taken care of me through all these years, and I know he's going to take care of you and him. And on that note, I want to dedicate one of my hits to you all, and that is We're Going to Make It by Little Milton.
Oh, absolutely. I'll play that tonight.
And then after that, I would like to hear LTD's Concentrate on You.
Oh.
But because I like Jeffrey Osborne.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the underrated singers on Earth. I love his voice.
Yeah.
But We're Going to Make It.
Yeah. No, I will play that. I'm going to play Stacy's request, and then I'll play We're Going to Make It and Concentrate on You. And by the way, anytime you wonder, you can always go to Raleigh.net, RollyeNet, because I put all the information on there.
Yeah, well, you know, my wife, she's not into that line thing. And
yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not either, you know, but I'll find somebody to do it, whatever. But the point is that I'm glad you're back. I love your show. I love you all. And I'm not just saying that. That's from the heart.
Well,
I don't listen
to
everybody on the host thing because I can't deal with the same old thing.
Yeah.
But you're so original. And God bless both of you all. Much love.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the calls and the prayers. And it's working. And I hope to talk to you soon.
You will.
Okay, good.
I will come up and listen. And I better not miss you again, because if I do, I will get a CNI.
Yeah, and come and get me. All right, I'll wait. All right, thanks.
You got it.
Appreciate
it,
Renard.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so we'll pick it up here in moments. We've got Michelle in Geneva, Valerie in Warrenville, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
for you, and time stood still. And love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Assembled, rearranged, we came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when?
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James, and that is Alan Jackson for Stacy and Remember When. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Valerie in Warrenville. What's up tonight, Valerie?
Oh, not much, my dear, not much at all. Just staying awake so I can talk to you.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Have you heard from Marianne Minkowski at all?
You know, she moved, and so that's what's been going on, and I owe her a call. Our hours are so different, but I will definitely talk to her in the next week, and we will hopefully have her on again soon.
Ah, so, possibly the end of the month, probably,
well,
April. Then.
I have no idea, is the truth.
Yeah. Family, et cetera, just in case. Alrighty, cool. That's good. Let's see, what else? Was there anything else? Dead air. Oops. Sorry about that. Let's see. What was that other subject I was going to do? FYI, my newest free time habits are rediscovering gemology and doing more research on blood type diets that are not the Diadomo.
Interesting.
Seeing what else is out there.
Interesting. So what is it about gemstones that allures you?
I've been picking up stones and rocks since I was three.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the flashy quartz that was, you know, buried in the yard, in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got older, I discovered that there was agates and moss and moss agates and diamonds and my birthstone, which is garnet, and other things. And then I discovered that there was another color other than red when it comes to garnets, and I'm going, oh my god, it's green.
Yes.
And it's called Savorite.
Yep.
And that's like, you know, depending on the CCC of the Savorite, it can be more expensive than a diamond.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the rare earth something is, the more expensive it will be, and somebody's going to collect it. And then, of course, you've got the other aspect when it comes to gemstones, where some people believe that the vibratory essence has different effects on the wearer.
Yeah. And when I started getting into the woo-woo of the New Age, about the time that I was really reading the Celestine Prophecies, I discovered that the quartz is being used in the computer industry, and that one of the reasons they're using the quartz in the computer industry is because of the electrical frequencies.
Uh-huh.
And that when you're dealing with it, it's the application prior to computers was the rule of memory, using it as a memory stone.
Hmm.
Yes, the metaphysical of it, or the science metaphysics of it, depending on if you're dealing with just, you know, witchery and woo-woo, or if you're dealing with alchemy.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, good, good. So that keeps you busy?
In a nutshell.
All right, I'll take it. Well, good to hear from you, and I'll keep you posted on Marianne.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so... Yeah, it's real big in this area of Arizona, gem and mineral shows and stuff like that, because there's so much in the earth here, well beyond the usual you'd expect to find in Arizona. But, absolutely interesting hobby. All right, so we'll get to Michelle in Geneva and James in Oregon, and there's room for you two coming up here on WGN Radio.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it, I know we will. We may have to eat beans every day, but we're gonna make it, I know we will.
And if a job is hard to find, and we have to stand in the welfare line, I've got your love and you know you've got mine. I know we will. We may not have a home to call our own, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to fight hardships alone, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
Our togetherness brings peace of mind. We can't stay down all the time. I've got your love.
Got mine, so we're gonna make it. I know we will. Our car may be old, our two rooms cold, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may not can spare a road to crumb, but we're gonna make it. I know we will.
And if I have to carry around a sign,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, just the best. Little Milton, we're gonna make it on Checker in 1965. Bernard wanted to hear it, and I'm so glad he did, because I did too. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Michelle is in Geneva. What's up tonight, Michelle?
Hi, Raleigh. Good evening. I'm glad to hear you.
Thank you.
Great to hear Little Milton, too. Wow.
Yeah.
Really. Well, the reason I'm calling is I just wanted to... I didn't see too much about this online or anywhere else, but I just want to commemorate the death of Patsy Cline 2 days ago.
Yes.
With the 60th anniversary. She would have been 90 years old.
Yes.
Really, really hard to think, but she was just such a master, such a wonderful performer, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of commemorate it. I every year I always remember March 5th, and
right.
She was one of my favorites, and
no,
it's amazing
I agree.
What she accomplished in 30 years.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because, of course, rightfully so, people remember Patsy, but they forget that Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins were killed in that crash as well. And they were great on stage and certainly instrumental,
yes,
in country at the time. So,
and, of course, Randy Hughes was her manager, and he was the pilot.
He was the pilot,
the interesting
yes.
thing is Randy Hughes was married to Cowboy Copas' daughter.
Yeah.
So she lost a husband and a father.
Right. Right.
That was really sad. It was terribly. It was what a horrible thing. But and Patsy had such premonition about her death. She used to say the third time's the charm. She'd had an accident when she was a kid or an illness, and then she had a very bad crash on the day of my birth. Believe it or not, in 1957 she had a bad car wreck.
Yes.
And it took her scalp off. You know, took her scalp up from her head. That's why she had a terrible scar. for the rest of her life on her forehead. She always tried to camouflage with bangs or a wig or a headband, and she almost died. She was, and then, but she always used to say the third time's the charm, and certainly it was. So
yeah, yeah,
it was a shame. She was something else. I still think there's few that can touch her. She was just such a natural.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And it was Bill Mack who had written a song for her and was getting it to her, and she was going to record it. And then, of course, you know, the plane crash happened, and it was decades before he found anyone that he wanted to sing it. And that's how LeAnn Rimes started her career, with a record that was written for Patsy.
I remember that. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was so much. There's always double tragedies in those crashes. Very much like when Stevie Ray Vaughan got killed up in Alpine Valley. His brother was going to be on the plane and switch seats, and of course his Buddy Holly, same thing. Patsy Cline was going to go home with Dottie West and her husband in a car.
Right.
And she said she kind of felt loyalty to Randy because he was her manager, and felt like, well, he can get me home faster. She had a bad flu and she wanted to get home and see her kids.
Yeah.
So she told Dottie West and her husband she was going to go, and then she said, no, I think I'll get home faster with Randy. And they didn't die that far from home. They were in Camden,
right?
Obviously not that far,
right?
From Nashville, but
absolutely. And it's fascinating, though. I'm not sure that you can avoid that date with death. You know, I think that there are some things that are just predestined. And
I agree. I think it's when your time is your time. But
yeah,
but so performers, the odds go up because of the air travel. You know, there's so many that have died in air crashes, and it's just a kind of the risk of doing the business that they're in. But I'm just wondering if, I don't know if you could find this, but one of my favorite songs by her is a song called "So Wrong." Don't know if you could find that. But
I probably can. And I will look for that.
It's a beautiful song. Well, thank you, and again,
right,
it's great to hear you.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Molly. Bye.
Yeah, and I will absolutely look for "So Wrong." It might be on this computer, and we'll see. It surprises me what is, and also, of course, surprises me what isn't. And in fact, I just came across one of Marlo Lanier's "Could Have Had a Good Thing," and then I saw, oh, and Marlo's calling us. So, Marlo, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Rod, I've been holding a good thought for you and John. It's good things working out for you all. I'm so proud.
Well, thank you. Hopefully all's good with you.
Oh, yeah, it's slowly but surely, but it's coming on. It really is.
All right. Good.
I want to request a couple of songs, but did you know Sonny Boy Williams?
Well, not personally, but of course I knew of him, of course.
Yes, of him. You know he's from Jackson, Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay, because he put out a lot of songs, and he mentioned about Jackson, Tennessee, which he got killed in Chicago when he was 30 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
But he did do well for himself.
Oh, well, he was, I didn't realize that he was from Jackson, though.
Singing a song, I forget the name of it. He mentioned Jackson, Tennessee a lot on that particular song he sang.
Huh. So,
I was thinking about that when we recorded on Music Row.
Uh-huh.
We recorded at Ray Stevens' studio.
Oh, absolutely. Ahab, yes.
Yep, that's it.
Yes.
I was thinking, and it popped in my head the other day.
Yeah, you betcha.
Recording the studio that we recorded at.
Yeah.
But I wish you and John the best. But I want to hear for you and John,
okay,
the Lear & Company song that we did put out, Afraid of Losing You.
Okay.
And Please Don't Go.
I'm writing them down, and I have to look for these.
Yeah, Please Don't Go, and Afraid of Losing You. You can sing it to John, or John can sing it to you.
All right. Yeah, you betcha. So, right.
People listen to my music. They want to go on YouTube, Marlo Lanier. And they're,
oh, yeah.
Me playing my saxophone, video, and singing.
I'm yeah.
Kiss that kid.
Absolutely. All right, Lanier. All right,
I'm proud of y'all, and thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. I knew that Sonny Boy Williamson was around Jackson, but I thought he was an Arkansas boy originally, but I just looked him up and it says born near Jackson. It doesn't say where. 1914. Yeah. So I thought it was the Arkansas side, but maybe not. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this. See,
yeah, take it to the top.
Oh, I take it to the top. See, I'm not even out of time. Wow, I'm early. That is a first, isn't it?
Yes, that's a first.
Yeah, that's never happened before. All right, so with that in mind, we'll talk to James in Oregon. Welcome to WGN Radio. Hello, James.
Good evening. Good evening. It's good to hear John, too.
Yes.
So we've been saying prayers for him, too. And,
well, thank
and
you.
Keep you strong.
Thank you.
I was asking John, my little Lexus radio here tapped out the other day, and I think it was the internet service, but everything else was working but that, because it eventually came back up that night. But I had my regular radio on, and I picked up a little local station called KJIV.
Oh, yeah, Jive. Yeah. I think it's licensed to like Madras or something.
Yeah, Madras. Yeah, but it kind of reminded me of yours down there, what KJAA, and I just wondered if that KJ had any significance.
No, not at all.
Type of stuff.
In fact, KJIV in Central Oregon is non-commercial.
There's no commercials on it.
Well, yeah, it's licensed as non-commercial, we are decidedly commercial. So, I don't tend to play any, but we can. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
And KJIV is a reason I say non-commercial. They're a low power. It's a 96.5. And so all the low power stations are licensed to serve communities in non-commercial manner. So they can they can have underwriters, but they can't have actual call to action commercials, like you can't say Buicks are on sale this week type thing. But
they do they play music out of the 40s all the way up till the 2000s, I guess, you know.
Yes.
And it was So it was, I kind of liked it because it's a variety of stuff and no commercial interruptions. I was going to ask you, I listen to the Opry a lot, Grand Ole Opry, and they've been having like people like their debuts and stuff. And there's a guy from Canada, his name was William Prince. Have you ever heard of him?
The name, yes.
Yeah, I was listening. He says he's part of the First Nation people.
Right. Yeah.
And the equivalent of the Native Americans.
Right. And he is First Nation, and I don't remember the tribe, but he was from Manitoba.
Yeah.
And so performed a lot around Winnipeg, and you know, Winnipeg is really the best place for music in all of Canada. No doubt about it in my mind. The stuff that came out of Winnipeg was just terrific. Of course, here we know about the Guess Who, Bachman Turner Overdrive and all that, but there's so much more. Winnipeg is just terrific. So that's so that's where William Prince, and you know, he's won Junos. That's the Canadian version of the Grammys. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, I just I kind of like him, and I've been calling it up on my Lexus thing and listening to others singing his songs. So I was just wondering if maybe you could play part of one of his songs. You can pick it if you like it.
And, all right. Well, I don't have any on this computer, but I will look for some because I don't know him, but I am aware of him, of course, you know, for nothing else, the Winnipeg scene. You've ended the hour. Thank you for calling. We'll talk soon.
We'll talk to you again later.
I count on it. All right. So another hour of this, hopefully with you here on WGN Radio. Mm-hmm.
something new that I never felt, never dreamed of. Something's changed, no, it's not the feeling I had before. Oh, it's much, much more. Love, I never.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, it's not Concentrate, but it is the first LTD record that charted. Yeah, Love Ballad. And it was number one on the R&B charts, too, for a couple of weeks in 1976. Yeah, Jeffrey Osborne. Number 20 on the pop charts was on A&M. And, of course, a year later, every time I turn around, I'm back in love again, which was just a wonderful, wonderful record. Yeah, I was in Durham when those came out, and they were, of course, a Greensboro-based group, so a lot of airplay on that. Yeah, LTD, Love, Togetherness, and Devotion. And I'll find Concentrate for Renard, but maybe not tonight. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Johnny D, yes, star of stage, screen, and talk show call-ins. Johnny D, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, you're back in the saddle again, huh?
Indeed, yes.
Well, then. Well, you must have everything pretty much back to the studio working okay, because you sound pretty good.
That's also thanks to Adam and Master Control. I don't have the limiter in the line yet, the compeller yet, but other than that, everything is together.
No, that's good. I didn't think you were going to be able to do it, Raleigh.
Well, most people, most people didn't, especially given the time frame. And, of course, John was my first priority, so all of this took a back seat to his needs.
Right. Well, I was talking to John a little bit.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I didn't want to pry too much, but, you know, I said to him, I says, you know, how you feeling? He says, good, you know, he says, but I seem to be tired a lot all the time. And I'm thinking, well, I didn't even have a hemorrhagic stroke or whatever. Yeah. And I'm tired all the time, too, you know.
Well, I think they've got him on some heavy blood pressure meds, and I think one of them absolutely has a side effect of that unrelenting fatigue, and I keep reminding him of that as well.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, man, I'm tired, you know.
Yeah.
Probably the medicine, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, they're keeping that blood pressure low. The deal with a hemorrhagic stroke, of course, is that you're going to be laying down and you want to prevent blood clots, but at the same time, you don't want to have the blood be likely to bleed again, to have another hemorrhage. So it's a real, dicey thing of how to do that balance.
Yeah. You know, you had told me, I don't know, the last time I talked to you when it was on, that I could look up some of this stuff online, which I did, you know?
Yeah.
And to see pictures and everything. And then I was watching this one doctor lady, I don't know, she was talking about the different types of, like you were saying, you know, different types of strokes or whatever they are there. And I think she said that, like you're saying, that John will have to, people that have like his kind of situation have to learn how to, but the brain adjusts for whatever you lose, you know.
Other
parts will take over.
Right, other pathways. You're right about that. Originally, they thought with strokes, and about 85% of all strokes are ischemic, which is a blood clot that stops the blood flow and causes the brain cells to allegedly die. With hemorrhagic strokes, of course, it's a bleed that causes that. But either way, the prevailing logic in the past was that the brain cells die and there's no way to get them back. What they've discovered more recently is that they don't die. They go back back to their original embryonic state. And that's probably part of how the brain is able to rewire itself to find other pathways. The trick is that, for instance, like John's using a walker now for balance, you don't want to use that walker too much because you don't want the brain to wire a pathway requiring a walker.
I see.
You know, yeah. so it really is truly a science, and his outpatient therapy is at a neuroscience institute, so they're pretty well aware of all of this, and we go again tomorrow, because there's two different types of therapy, OT and PT, so tomorrow's OT, and in many ways, that's the more useful of the two.
OT and PT.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a...
Occupational
therapy. Do you know what that means?
Occupational therapy and physical therapy.
Oh. I don't. I never did know too many therapies, yeah. But I'm tired all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, aren't we all? I'm with you there. Absolutely.
But, yeah, so, you know, and then also one other question. I didn't ask John, but... And, you know, but what I know, what I remember from this, these videos I watched, they said that this woman or this lady doctor was saying that people, is he having a lot of pain on the side?
No. That is a fairly rare side effect of especially thalamic strokes that occur in the thalamus, and it occurs usually up to a year after the stroke, where suddenly there'll be a heightened sense of not so much pain in the true essence of it, but to the touch, like everything will be irritated.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, right. That's fairly common, you know, that's where they get into all sorts of treatments. But John has...
He's not having that, is he?
No indication of that. But you watch for that for a year. I mean, it can happen at any time, but it's not unusual that would happen after 6 months or something like that. But I don't expect it will happen with him.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, no, Raleigh. So I just thought I was listening. I heard Marlo. I heard a bunch of old regulars. And then... you know, I'm thinking, boy, I always got to follow Marlo for some reason. But,
yeah.
So I was thinking, well, let me call just to say, you know, I'm glad to hear you back and all this and that. And I told John that, you know, when I left you last, that you were on, I was working on a song, you know.
Yes.
I don't know if you recall, called Don't Mess With J.D., you know,
yes.
Because of Mark from Roy Hur or something. Yeah. But, so, you know, I thought to myself, well, now I got some time to work on this, you know. And I didn't do nothing with it, really, you know. I got it in my head, you know, but I haven't written anything down yet.
Well, that's all right.
And there was another one, another one since you were off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I tune in, you check or something. And that's another thing. You didn't update your online information.
I didn't.
I didn't even know you were on.
Yeah, well, I didn't always have access. I should have made it a point to do that, though.
Okay, so I didn't even know you were on, but then I discovered that I listened to the replay of that trivia of last night. So, and that's another thing. I'm burned out from watching.
God, I guess.
I guess.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, up here at 3:30 in the morning. Well, let me see about Australopithecus sediva now. Oh, I'm watching all these videos about these hominids and stuff. But, and then whatever. Oh yeah, and then one more thing to enter my mind when I was listening here. Don't play that song for Stacy no more. That song you played for her, that was too sad. I almost start crying.
What, the Alan Jackson song?
Yeah, the one where he's saying, "Do you remember?"
You remember that, when? You know? Yeah.
I'm thinking, boy, I bet Stacy. I hope she's okay. I'm sure she is. But
yeah.
That was a sad song.
Well, that was a hit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a good one.
Yeah.
And then, I'm working on this other song. it came to me because the night you went away, too, I think you played a Bill Withers Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone.
All right.
And then I was working on this song called Ain't No Live Show When She's Gone.
Yeah, boy, ain't that the truth. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Only replays every day.
Yeah, boy.
Ain't no live show when she's gone.
Well, the funniest part.
I can't call.
Huh? The funniest part is the amount of people who called wanting to answer the trivia questions and were really ticked off that no one picked up the phone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's no live show when she's gone. I can't call her on the phone anytime she goes away. But, yeah, so I'm working on that one, too. I got Don't Mess With JD and Ain't No Live Show When She's Gone. I got those two. But then I was thinking, I want to request, if you can, because when you were talking to Stacy, somebody said, Ain't It Amazing? Or something like that. And then I was laying down in bed, and I just thought to myself, Ain't That Peculiar?
Ah, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, so could you play Ain't That Peculiar?
Absolutely.
I'd like to hear it.
It's a wonderful song. I will play it.
All right, thank you. And I'll talk to you soon, Raleigh.
I'm counting on it. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, yeah, I like Ain't That Peculiar, so we will definitely do that. And by the way, while I have been on the air talking to you, I've also been at the place we're living. They have a washer and dryer in it, of course. You know, that comes with everything now. And it's not modern vintage, to say the least. And so I've never encountered a dryer before where there seems to be no lint filter whatsoever. So, yeah, that I can find. And I've just done about, four loads of towels that I've dried. And I keep thinking, there's got to be a lint filter in this somewhere. So if you happen to know about old Whirlpool dryers, that's what it is. I think it's a WED 5590SQ. Maybe you can tell me where it is, because I can't find it anywhere. On the washer, I had no idea where to put the detergent, because, of course, there was absolutely no tray whatsoever for this function. And then I got the manual for that, and it said, just put it in the bottom of the tub. So, okay, well, that's easy enough. Just spill it in there and throw the towels on top of it, but there's got to be a lint filter somewhere. Well, yeah, I'll keep you posted. And John says, yeah, or you'll burn the house down. Well, that's possible too. All right, so plenty to talk about, and Ain't That Peculiar coming up next on WGN Radio.
About you. Stay away too long and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love go from pain?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, enjoying that just a little too much. Ain't That Peculiar? Number one for Marvin Gaye on the R&B charts, number two on the pop charts, and a fine, fine, super fine record. And it was co-written by Smokey Robinson. Yeah, sounds a little different for him, but just a fine record. All right, so I'm continuing on the road to finding the lint trap. I found a manual that says make sure you clean your lint trap. It does not tell me where it is anywhere. So this is the mystery dryer, and John says stop using it until you figure this out. Yeah, he's probably right. Probably will blow up. I don't know. It's the WED 5590SQ, and apparently if it has a lint trap, I can't find it anywhere. And I've been looking. All right, so that's on my my mind. But if it's on your mind, I'll make sure we're talking about it, and we'll do that right now. Wayne is in the Space Coast. That's right. Yeah, going down to Titusville, Cocoa Beach, Merritt Island. Welcome back, Wayne. What's up tonight?
Oh, hi. Hi, Raleigh. I spoke to you about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I'm down here at the Kennedy Space Center. I'm out here in a patrol vehicle right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say to you was, in our patrol vehicles here, they have a external antenna mounted on the fender of each car.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to 720 WGN on an AM signal, on a wonderful AM radio.
Yay.
And my car, my personal car that I bought in 2021, has the crummy antenna that's mounted on the back, you know, the shark fin or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And it won't pick up a radio station if you're sitting next door to the station.
Right, exactly.
And I get so much grief from, I know this sounds negative, but I get so much grief from some of the people around here. They'll say, well, why don't you just stream it? Well, I don't like to. I like to listen to AM
Absolutely.
Radio.
And yeah, I agree so much on my little AM that plays my obscure R&B oldies. I have an FM translator, and of course, you know, it's just lovely. And I go for AM every time. I want it to sound like it sounded when those record first came out.
I do too, and I just love listening to it. First of all, here in Central Florida, we have no radio. It's just awful, and that's why it's great here on the Space Center. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, and your program is just great to be able to listen to. And I always get these looks in the morning when 6:30 comes, the end of my shift. Of course, 7:20 pretty much disappears.
Exactly.
With the sun coming up.
Yeah.
So people get in this car and they go, what are you listening to all night? We are 7:20 on the dial. There's nothing there, you know. So I think they don't believe I'm listening to anything. So today I was over in Cocoa, Florida. It's a little town nearby here. I'm sure you know where it's at.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
And auto refurbishing place. I asked him, I'll pay you. I have money. I work. Can you put an AM antenna on my car? What would you want that for?
Yeah.
Because I want to listen to AM, that's why.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not real comfortable with drilling a hole in a brand new car that I bought to put an antenna in it. And just the looks you get from these millennials and Generation Xers, why do you need AM for?
Right.
And the technician looks at me and says, well, you know, the shark fin back there should hear it. Well, it doesn't.
Exactly.
You have to have an external antenna. And the female that was standing in the shop with him, I guess it was a daughter or something, she said, what does AM stand for? Alarm mode?
Oh.
No, that's AM. Forget it. I'm not even going to bother trying to explain it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, amplitude modulation, lady. And
And it just is, well, I think she's seen 7:20 on the dial. She said, your clock's wrong, too. So, yeah, I know it's not 7:20, but that's another story.
Right, clock's wrong, too. That's classic.
Yeah, and it was actually about 9 o'clock in the morning. You know?
Right.
But it just seems like there's this war on about AM radio in vehicles today. So I understand some of the newer vehicles that are coming out now won't even have an AM radio.
Electric cars in particular don't put them in, and because they don't want to spend the 27 cents to isolate it. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. John just informed me that I'm blowing the news. So stay where you are. And we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and pick it back up right there after that on WGN Radio.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. save my dimes. Giddy up, 409. Before I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new 409. 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409. Giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up, ooh, giddy up, giddy up. When I take her to the track, she really shines. Giddy up, 409. She always turns in the fastest time. Giddy up, 409. My four-speed dual quad positive traction 409.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Of course, if you're not long of tooth, you probably think 409 is a cleaner. But for those of us who remember, there you have it. And I think Wayne at the Space Center had requested that a while ago, and I finally got around to playing it. All right, sorry about that, Wayne.
I thought that was very, very impressive that I heard 409 there, because I remember two months ago that was one of the songs I did request.
Yes, exactly. So no, I have the other one, too, which is A Change Is Gonna Come, Sam Cooke. We'll get there.
Oh, yes. And, you know, have you ever heard of a lady named Betty Watkins, a blues player?
Yeah.
I heard her today on a CD,
uh-huh.
And I thought she was just fantastic. She apparently just recently, yeah. She died, I think, in 2019. I could be wrong on the date.
Yeah.
But she was 78 years old. She played such a great guitar. I just loved it.
Yeah.
And
I think it was Beverly Watkins.
Oh, Beverly Watkins. Okay.
Yeah
Beverly.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the Flintstones, I guess, and Betty Rubble.
Right. But, yes, there you are.
She was in the. She also played. She did a version. They were in a concert in Atlanta. She did the Tams and What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am?
Yeah,
they did a fantastic job on that. I thought that was just a great song.
Well,
and she was 78 years old, and she could just. She was wonderful.
She got well known because she knew Piano Red. Now, Piano Red was a jock on WAOK in Atlanta, but also his alter ego, he was Dr. Feelgood as a right string baby but the wrong yo-yo, and Dr. Feelgood and the Interns. And so she was on stage a lot with Piano Red and the Meter Tones in the Atlanta area. So yeah. In fact, later they were Piano Red and the House Rockers, and all that, of course, like the Tams, is big, big beach music.
It just to watch her to watch her on the DVD, it was in her being 78 years old and the way she got into the guitar. I'm 68, and that made me feel really good after I watched that, the way she could play a guitar. And and I'm sure that her car had an AM radio in it.
Oh, yeah. And she was listening to WAOK, I can guarantee it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And I know I sounded negative at the beginning about that, but it's just there's this war against AM radio. And I finally had to tell the guy at the shop today that I was asking if he could install my AM antenna on my car, and he was very reluctant to do it. I said, "Are you in the business to make money, are you? How about an AM radio antenna?" And he said, "Well, you know, they're not really that efficient." So I just drove away.
Yeah.
So I'm sure in Chicago, you've probably got places all over the city there that where they would do that sort of work.
Yeah, there might be individuals, but as a group, I would say no. And it's interesting because in part AM orchestrated its own demise in many ways, you know, and there were so many things along the way. When AM stereo came out, it was just an absolute disaster, not only because no system was standardized, so you had, you know, a Sequam and Motorola and Con and all that, but also because most people don't perceive separation, they perceive fidelity, and so the audio change had been so junked up over the years with the loudness wars and things like that, that, you know, the joke was, oh, now now you have static in both ears. So there were technical problems that way, and of course a lot of owners wouldn't keep up their ground system, and as you know, half of a signal is coming from the ground system, not only what you see going up in the air in the tower, and so as the ground systems would deteriorate, you got a loss of that, and then of course as FM really started to proliferate, and it's funny, you know, I'll read a lot about how FM came to dominance, and most everything I read forgets the fact that there were some real technological advancements in the 60s that made FM viable. Without the field effect transistor and without circular polarization, you really had nothing. But once those two came together, you wound up with a pretty superior signal in many ways. Now, you and I, we like the sound of AM better. I really do. But for most people, there's nothing on it worth hearing. A lot of owners, just put infomercials or worse on it. So, the industry itself is inviting you not to listen. And it's unfortunate, but that's why, you know, gems like WGN are rare exceptions. But, we all saw this coming, even in the 80s when the FCC started breaking up the clears. You know, at that time, many of these clear channel stations were running Larry King at night. You could hear Larry King 11 places on your AM dial. And that didn't bode well either. So the industry itself helped this along, I'm sorry to say.
Hey, you know, I've never, I use a lot of radios here at the Space Center as I'm out here driving in my patrol vehicle, but they're law enforcement type radios. They're on totally 406 megahertz or way, right. You know, nothing to do with AM.
Right.
But it's funny, you listen to that audio, and I listen to AM radio, and I can't really describe what it is I like about it. People will say, okay, you need to stream. I don't want to stream. I like AM because it has that sound.
It's warmth. It's much like when you listen to the old tube receivers, or to the old Voice of Music, something like that. There's a warmth in a tube that just is not ever going to be replaced by transistors. And there is a warmth to AM. It's a sound that those of us who, grew up on it and first heard the records that way, that's the way we want to hear it.
Oh, I know there's a fellow who I live in Cocoa, Florida, and there's a person that comes over, visits my house every now and then. He does the bug thing, the exterminator. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for. And he just is in love with my 1943 Philco cathedral type AM radio that I had refurbished. And he keeps offering me money for it. And I said, no, I'm not getting rid of it because it hears AM.
Right.
And this guy's 45 years old and he goes, why does it have FM on it? And I go,
no.
Not hardly.
No, exactly. No.
So anyway, I guess the real point of the call was I just wanted to let you know that it's good to be able to hear a real radio station this far south.
Yeah.
Way down here in Florida, and you're blasting in here all the time. The reception report for you.
Yeah.
And I sure wish that somebody would open a business around here somewhere and drill a hole in the fender and put an AM radio.
Right, yeah, no.
I put an AM antenna on my car.
Understood, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm delighted you called, and I hope you will again soon.
Well, good talking to you. I like listening to WGN. Okay, have
terrific.
A good night.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, I loved DXing back in the day, but like I say, most stations now you just hear the same old stuff, and it's unfortunate. But GN is the absolute exception to that, especially on the weekends when most talk stations, they've never met an infomercial that they don't love. All right, so what do we have with Karen and Madison? What's happening tonight, Karen?
Hi, I like to say you're the most caring caller caring to your callers and listeners.
Well, thank you.
I called about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember me calling and saying somebody could have put, could a neighbor be listening in on your conversation?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, and I don't know if it's worth going over.
Well, did you resolve it?
Yes, I I am no longer friends with that neighbor,
okay.
And she doesn't have a key anymore, but I was left a nice gift, not really by her, but a possum, a dead possum with, a signature sign left in front of my house.
Oh, my God.
I called the police, and they said, oh, it died a normal death. Well, possums don't snort cigarettes down their throat.
Interesting.
So they came over and tried to resolve things, and, they tried to calm me down, said, well, probably if she had a key, she sat there in my house and listened to my conversations. So she's no longer got a key.
Good, good. Didn't she have a son or something, or some male in her life that you were concerned about?
Well, her son is still I'm friends with. It's just, you don't go into people's houses and being friends and then walk around and do whatever you want, stuff things in their furnace.
Oh, my God. No.
So then I go back on the computer and caught hell for listening to the station, where I got the WGN to begin with, because I don't listen to everything else, and I don't care, so I don't care. I resolved that too. I don't fight.
All right.
I don't pick fights. So I just wanted to say I do check in with you, and I did notice a couple weeks ago, you're very kind to all your listeners, and then I heard, there were repeats. Couldn't figure out what was going on, but I did talk to John about that. So, can I ask if Ain't It Peculiar, is that same, just a different rendition of what Rita Coolidge
She did cover it, but that's the original Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I didn't figure she would. I mean, Marvin Gaye would have been before her. But,
right.
So I just wanted to check in and
But it is it is the same song, so you're right.
Well, it's nice to listen to you through Sea Crane.
Yeah.
Because I can come through because I'm in Madison now. And Boston, they have WBZ, but,
The Mighty 103.
It's so much easier to go through the radio.
Yes.
I love AM radio.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you checked in, Karen. I had wondered how that resolved, and I'm glad it did.
Well, it's done, and, I'm better off for it.
Yes, you are.
She may not be, but that's the way it is.
Exactly.
And I'll call again, and I just want to say I hope John, now I know what happened, and I don't get personal about it, but I do let people in the radio world that know that, someone needs their thoughts.
Yes.
Because I love AM radio.
Well, I'm delighted with that, and thank you, Karen. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Okay, I will call again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Good deal. Yeah, so 888-876-5593. We got Jim, we got Rick, we got Chuck. And, of course, if we don't get there tonight, we got a whole other show tomorrow night and Thursday night, too. Full shows, no sports, and all like that on WGN Radio.
So wrong for so long, thought I could live without the love that you give. I was wrong, oh so wrong. I have been so I was wrong.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James, and there's Michelle's request. So wrong, Patsy Cline. Yeah, hard to believe. We're looking at 60 years ago right now. Yeah, March of 63 was not a good year for plane crashes, or month and year for plane crashes all the way around. So there were several. So not with any other famous people. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look for that. All right. Maybe that's something to talk about tomorrow night. We never have gotten to the Murdaugh verdict, and I was expecting Detective Chuck to call in about that, too. So if you don't get in tonight, hopefully you will get in tomorrow night, and that's certainly going to go for Jim and for Chuck. But Rick in Northern California has been waiting for half of forever, and how's it going, Rick? All right. Rick gave up. Well, who would blame him? So call me tomorrow night, Rick. I appreciate you trying, and I'm sorry it took so darn long. So Jim in New Hampshire, we'll see. Are you still with us, Jim?
Actually, yes.
Oh,
believe it or not.
Oh. I was expecting you to say, no, I've been against you from the start. All right, so.
Well, I was. That was another response that came to mind.
Yeah.
But I was listening to you and Wayne.
Yeah.
And it sort of made my mind flash back to, when Larry King was all over the dial back in the 80s and carrying on. And actually, I think I may or may not have told you this, but I go back to the days when you were on the big 1510 there.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. WLAC, yes, yes. Home of John Ara. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And, yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, I go back to when you were over there, you know.
Yeah, what's really interesting is when I'll hear from people who say, I used to listen to you on KOA when I was in high school, and now I'm retiring. I'm like, oh, my God. Don't tell me that. Please don't tell me that.
Well, I'm not as long of teeth as some in our group. I'm only about 64 myself.
Oh, yes. Well, a divine year musically, of course. Yes, so sure.
Oh, you know it. Yes, indeed. And, great year for, great stations like Color Channel 14 in Cleveland.
Yes, WHK. Yes, yes. Joe Finan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Toondex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not a survey, of course.
Yeah.
It was a Toondex. Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And, that's one of the reasons I really like... I'm glad it's still there, good old realradio.com. I'm glad they're still up.
I am too, but I have had just a horrible time actually downloading anything from there of late. I'm not sure why.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what's...
I don't know what's up with that.
I don't either, and I haven't had time to investigate it.
with everything that's
exactly
going on,
like,
with you lately.
Yeah,
I'll
worry about that some other year.
At some point when you can fit it into your busy schedule, as they say. And I was just, gosh, when I heard you playing, I love that Marvin Gaye, That Peculiar. That throws me back to the good old Home of the Good Guys, 1450.
Oh, of course.
VON.
Yes.
Did you do? I was gonna ask you. Did you do a? I think this was one weekend when you were on GN. Did you do one of those? What was it? What am I trying to think of? Oh, boy. It was a Good Guys radio reunion or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, we absolutely, last year in particular for Black History Month, we devoted a show every week to that. And yes, played a lot of the old VON air checks and many others too, GEE.
Yes.
And yes, absolutely.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, and,
I was sorry I missed that this year, but I wasn't on for you know. And but then again, Black History doesn't deserve a month. It should be all the time, because Black History is American history.
It should be all the time.
And, we've ended the show. You've ended the show. Call me tomorrow night.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Gotcha.
My
bye-bye
apologies,
now.
And we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and watching my levels. A divine job he did. We thank John for screening the calls, but especially you for calling.